Hello there, and thanks for downloading another edition of the podcast. My name's David Kendra, and this week, real proper competitive football returns to Nethermoor. We'll have highlights from the opening day meeting with newly promoted Ebbsfleet, plus we'll hear from Adam Lockwood and Rhys Thompson. Plus highlights from the first away trip of the season, a relatively short hop to the Gateshead International Stadium on a cold, wet Tuesday night. Plus news of a new signing arriving at Guiseley. This is the Lions Roar. First up then, Adam Lockwood's men took on Ebbsfleet, newly promoted back to the National League after 4 years away. Technical difficulties on Saturday meant I took on commentary through my mobile phone headphones, but here's what happened. Looks like guys have won the toss. We'll attack the railway end. First of all, John Rooney stands over the ball, waiting to get this season underway after what seemed like an interminable pre-season. As we approach 5 minutes gone, Powell with this free kick just inside the Guiseley half. It's nodded across the goal, and Johnny Maxted has to produce a fine save from an Ebbsfleet attack. The ball played over the top by Powell to the far post, headed down by an Ebbsfleet head, and not really convincingly cleared by the Guiseley defence. Johnny Maxted in the end palming the ball over the bar. Ball played out to Miles Weston on the left-hand side for Ebbsfleet. As he comes forward, Lee Molyneux in attendance again, but hasn't stopped the cross coming in. It's played into the edge of the six-yard box and a diving header there from McQueen. And the ball lands safely wide, but again, just been allowed to get two or three balls into the box, and they've caused guys with problems every single time. And a better connection there from McQueen, and we could have been looking at the first goal conceded of the season. Now Lee Molyneux tries to break down the right-hand side. Goes under one challenge, skips past another, gets to the corner, hits a low cross into the six-yard box for Al Correa, but it's cleared by the Ebbsfleet defence, and Guiseley have the first corner of the game. Kevin Hurst has come across to take the corner for the Lions. He'll take this right-footed. Ball played to the edge of the penalty area where Rooney awaits. Rooney hits it! Into the back of the net! Kevin Hurst's corner to the edge of the penalty area completely catches out the Ebbsfleet defence. A first time side footed volley into the roof of the net. John Rooney has scored. It's Guiseley 1, Ebbsfleet United 0. Ball played forward now. Here's McQueen for Ebbsfleet, playing it out to Weston. Powell now with the ball, playing it forward towards McQueen on the edge of the Guiseley penalty area. There's three white shirts around him, lays it off to Powell. Powell skips past one challenge and another, gets to the byline and across, and Johnny Maxted has to scuffle that away for a corner. But that was a dangerous moment and a good run from Jack Powell past two defenders. There were plenty of Lions defenders in there, but he skipped past all of them. Rooney in midfield now has to turn back. Neat little triangles here for the Lions. Rhys Thompson now with possession down the left-hand side. Plenty of red shirts around it. Nice one too with John Rooney. Gets Thompson into the box. Squares it away. Rooney with another opportunity. And again, scrambled away by the Ebbsfleet defence. Eventually it ricochets off Rhys Thompson and into the goal kick. But a good opportunity. A nice 1-2 there between Rooney and Thompson. Got Thompson free in the box. A low cross to the six-yard box was scuffled away by Ebbsfleet. Only as far as John Rooney. Didn't quite make the contact that he wanted. It ricocheted off Rhys Thompson and out for a goal kick. Rooney plays it down to Lee Molyneux down the right-hand side. Lee Molyneux trying to get away. Weston's trying to make up ground on him. Molyneux keeps going. Cuts inside. Makes it to the edge of the box. He can put in... Oh! He should have put in the low cross. I think maybe he was trying to put in the low cross. It looked more like a shot, but he was off balance and it's wide. Throw deep in Guiseley territory. A long throw this is going to be, straight into the box. Needs to be a white head on it. There it is. James Veselovsky just scuffs the header away, but gets to the bar post. Plays that back into the Ebbsfleet number 9. First time shot. Palmed away by Maxted. Another volleyed effort is off a Guiseley head. Out to the right-hand side and a first-time cross. Danny Lowe gets a header away. Out to Weston on the left-hand side. Jake Lawler that time with the block. Weston gets another chance down the left-hand side. Lee Molyneux looking after him. Weston with a decent cross into the box. Punched away by Johnny Maxted. Only as far as the number 25, Luke Coulson, who just loses possession and loses a flight of the ball. But it's a corner. Nope. I think the referee went to give it as a corner first of all, but it was linesman's given it as a goal kick. We'll take the linesman's opinion on this one.
Oh, long ball over the top isn't controlled by Marcus Williams, and he has to work hard to win the ball back. And in the end, he actually concedes a free kick. McQueen went to ground. In a dangerous position here for a free kick. It's quickly taken to the edge of the box. It drops almost for Sam Magri, whose shot is charged down. It will be another corner for Ebbsfleet. Certainly the visitors are applying pressure here in this first 10 minutes of the half.
Weston now on the left-hand side for Ebbsfleet as he comes forward. Conor Brown is looking after him there, but the cross still gets into the six-yard box, and I tell you what, McQueen threw himself at that, and if he'd have made any connection, he'd have scored. In the end, he didn't, and it falls to Johnny Maxted.
The visitors apply pressure again. Luke Coulson breaks down the right-hand side. First-time cross, parried away by Johnny Maxted, and it's in. And Miles Weston follows up on Johnny Maxted's parry. And it's 1-1. And Ebbsfleet can maintain position again here. Luke Coulson can bring that ball away. Long ball over the top. And somehow McQueen is still onside, reaches the edge of the penalty area. Side puts the ball underneath Johnny Maxted. And Ebbsfleet have the lead. Such a simple ball. The Lions' defence caught flat, waiting for the flag to go up. It did not. The run was timed well. McQueen got through, waited till he got to the edge of the box, side footed it under an advancing Johnny Maxted. And from 1-0 up, the Lions trail. It's Skysley 1, Ebbsfleet 2. And Ebbsfleet are very calm on the ball at the moment. Another long ball over the top, and it's just causing Geisley all sorts of trouble. Marcus Williams does well there to stay on his feet and nip the ball off the feet of Luke Coulson. Geisley trying to break down their left-hand side now. Rhys Thompson to Kevin Hurst. Kevin Hurst looks for a ball over the top. Frank Mulhern to chase. And Frank Mulhern will chase Sam Magri. And Magri, oh, tries to clear it, but it ricochets off Mulhern, and Mulhern has possession now, but he's got no one with him. He's got to play that out to James Veselovsky. Veselovsky gets to the edge of the box. Mulhern now still tries to cut inside. Get a shot away. It's over the bar. It's hit the bar. And Conor Brown is there. And the middle shot is in. Finally in by Rhys Thompson. The ball over the top by Frank Mulhern. Off the post. Conor Brown following in. A magnificent save by Nathan Ashmore. But then there was Rhys Thompson to toe-poke home an equaliser. The goal scorer, Rhys Thompson, on his league debut. 77 minutes, and the Lions are level again. Geisley 2, Ebbsfleet 2. Come on, you Lions. Kedwell goes up with Lawler. Kedwell wins the ball. It's to McQueen on the edge of the box. The number 7, Jack Powell, bursts into the box. He's got a chance. Good save by Johnny Maxted, and cleared away by Conor Brown. And that will be the last action of this half. It finishes here. Two goals apiece. A goal from John Rooney on 17 minutes. A wonderful side-footed volley. Look out for that on the highlights when you come. Put the Geisley in front 1-0. Then in the second half, the first 20 minutes of the second half, were all Ebbsfleet. Everything was going their way. They got themselves a leveller across the box, only carried away by Johnny Maxted and fired in the end by Miles Weston, who's had an excellent game. To be fair, then a few minutes later, a long ball over the top, completely misread by the Lions' defence, allowed Darren McQueen to slide home a second goal for Ebbsfleet. The Lions made a couple of changes, brought on Hatfield, brought on Perver, got themselves back into the game. A quick ball, shot from Frank Mulhern, hitting the post. Conor Brown almost followed it in. Rhys Thompson most definitely did, and brought the Lions level. It's a point on the opening day. It's the first time we've got a point on the opening day of the Vanarama National League season. If you're looking for positives, plenty of positives in this game to be taken if you care to look. The Lions are off the mark. We don't have to wait until September this time. It's a point for the Lions. It finishes here. Geisley 2, Ebbsfleet United 2.
After the game, Colin caught up with Adam Lockwood and Tom Feeney spoke to Rhys Thompson.
First point on the board already of the season. How do you reflect on today's game?
I thought it was a good game. two teams that are going at each other, and you know, it ended up end to end at times, but no, we're always going to be a tough test, as every game that you play at this level is, and if you're not right, and there were periods in the game where we could have been better, but there were also a lot of periods where I thought we were excellent, and yeah, it's always nice to get points on the board. It took us a while last year, but you know, it would have been nice to get three, but if you're not going to win the game, you don't get beat, and that's the what the lads have achieved today. So like I said, we'll work on things that need to be worked on, and hopefully continue the good stuff.
Great goal as well to get us off the mark from John Rooney.
Yeah we look at a few things and see if we can, like I said, get an edge, and you know, it's up to the guys to execute that, and I thought, you know, great goal, and it also takes a certain amount of guts to try it, and we thought it were right and sensible to try it without putting yourself at risk, and it worked, luckily. So yeah, great. It's great to see the groups listening to things, and see if we can, and like I say, it benefits us as a whole group and a club, so I've got those characters that are willing to listen and try and do what we're asking to do, so that's great.
You must be pleased with that second half. I mean, there was spells where Ebbsfleet were on top and pressing, and showed a lot of backbone, a lot of character to grind out the draw.
Yeah, there were a period I was really disappointed in, but like you say, it takes a lot of character to come out of that. You know, the times where, you know, when I've been a manager and you see things and you think, we're not going to turn this round and we're not going to change, and that's down to us as a management team as well to make calls, which we did, and like I said, for the squad and the group of players, another big tick for me that lads coming on influence the game massively, and also the lads that were still in to change the shape a little bit, and they executed it straight away, which was great. And it's not always the case. I've been in football a long time. It's not easy to do sometimes in the midst of a game, especially when you're under the cosh a little bit. So no, a lot of credits in that sense.
And now the gun's started on the season. The games come thick and fast, and of course it's a short turnaround and a trip up north to Gateshead on Tuesday.
Yeah, another tough test, as they always are, but we've assembled a group that hopefully can cope with that demand, and it's good. It's been a tough decision today, making, you know, I've got some right, some wrong, as I will throughout the season, but it's good that we've got that as a club to, you know, give us a best chance to gain points and be where we want to be come the end of the season. So like I said, as a group, I thought we've done well, and hopefully we'll carry on doing well for the rest of the season.
Tom Feeney with Rhys Thompson after Guiseley draw 2-2 against Ebbsfleet United. Rhys, first of all, for yourself, your first goal for the Lions, how did that feel?
Yeah, it felt good, obviously. You know, it's always nice to get off the mark nice and early. Obviously, we've gone into the game, you know, we wanted to try and pick up the 3 points. First half, you know, I thought we did well. Second half, you know, as a team, I thought we lost it a bit. We took our foot off the gas and sat back and allowed Ebbsfleet to take control of the game. But, you know, taking positives out of the game, you know, we haven't lost, we've picked up a point. You know, and obviously I've sort of scored on my debut, which is good. And now we just look forward to Tuesday, to Gateshead.
Looking at it as well, to be 2-1 down and maybe to have lost away just a little bit, to have that toughness to get back in it, that's another positive, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it is, yeah. Obviously all the lads in there are disappointed that, you know, 1-0 up and we've conceded two, in our opinion, two sloppy goals, which are avoidable. But yeah, like you say, the character that the lads have got, you know, the fighting spirit, you know, to come back and to grab an equaliser, you know, it's a credit to all the lads in there. And hopefully we can carry that fighting spirit, you know, through the season.
And for yourself, your debut, how did you find it, being here at Nevermore?
Yeah, obviously I played here last season as well. You know, it's a nice little ground. And, you know, it's just, you know, really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed my time here, you know, throughout pre-season. You know, all the lads have been great. They've welcomed me, you know. They've all been, you know, all the great set of lads. And and hopefully I can keep repaying them with scoring goals.
And next up then is Gates. Said it's going to be a tough game, but these are the kind of games you want to be playing, don't you? You know, facing teams who last season were trying to get into them playoff places.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, it's, you know, playing against all these big teams, it tests us as players and as a team. You know, and we'll go out Tuesday like we have today, trying to win the 3 points. And if we can't do that, then you know we'll make sure that we don't lose the game, and we try and pick something up from every game that we play, and pick up as many positives as we can.
So a respectable draw puts the Lions 1 point ahead of this stage last season, at least, and we could take on our first away trip of the season with some confidence. Gateshead had been beaten on their opening day fixture away at Woking. Among their number was one Jordan Preston, lining up for his first home start for his new side. Commentary here from Chris Bell and Colin Robertson, who are peering through a foggy window in a commentary box at the International Stadium, meaning it does rather sound like they're commentating from a cupboard.
Connor Brown takes the throw. Brown and Rooney combine. Rooney's dispossessed. Perver collects. Gets the ball into the area. Guys, you have a chance here with Molyneux. Takes a shot and it's into the back of the net, but the flag is up. The flag is up because it's Rhys Thompson who was sliding in on the edge of the six-yard box. He turns around very quickly to reprimand the assistant referee on this near side. But to be fair, I thought Rhys Thompson was a yard offside, to be fair, as Molyneux's ball in towards the edge of the six-yard box was played in. But it was a good ball in there from Pervert. We'll take a throw on this left-hand side. He steps back. It looks like he's going to launch this one into the box. Another long throw coming up from McLaughlin. He's been at Gateshead for a couple of seasons now, and he's got a throw into the box, and a swift effort from, I think it was that Danny Johnson?
I think, the number nine.
He span inside the box as the throw bounced down kindly for him. Took it well on the sort of half volley, but Maxted comfortable in the end. Meanwhile, Gateshead under pressure. Do get the ball away and now start purposely down the left-hand side until Connor Brown steps across. Then Fifield and Brown collide and combine. And there's an arm sort of raised by Fifield. I'm not sure it was particularly deliberate. Connor Brown's gone down as if he's had something in his eye more than anything else. The referee and the fourth official are now having a conversation on the halfway line. Fifield and Brown really did collide together. Fifield's been called over by the referee. And the referee might have a different view of this from the fourth official than we perhaps. I thought it was a bit 6-2-3s and not very much. But the referee now is taking a book, and he's going to, I presume, book Fifield. And the referee pulls out a card, and it is a yellow card for Jamal Fifield. But Gateshead now moving forward with a bit of purpose here. It's picked up by Preston. Preston towards the 20-yard mark. Plays it in towards the edge of the 18-yard box. And then finds the ball spare at the back post, and it's fired in and hits the outside of the side netting. The crowd on this near side actually thought it might have snuck in Johnny Maxted's near post. Preston not hitting the target behind for a goal kick. McLaughlin again on the ball. Little dink forward now, trying to get Penn back into play for Gateshead. And it's a nicely worked ball into the penalty area now. And it goes across towards the edge of the 18-yard box for Preston to shoot. It takes a deflection, comes back off the crossbar and goes behind. Corner it is to Gateshead, but it was oh so close to a goal. And it was Jordan Preston who almost scored it. And there's a counter-attack on now here for Gateshead as it's lobbed forward by Johnson. But Maxted sweeps it well, lofts the ball forward. And it bounces kindly here for Geisey. And they're through on goal for a moment. There was Rhys Thompson as Vassell lost the flight of the ball. Thompson couldn't take it down. It was all from the clearance of Johnny Maxted as he swept up as Gateshead came forward. Vassell just couldn't take control of the ball as it came down awkwardly at height, but neither could Rhys Thompson really, and he's ended up bundling the ball wide, but for a moment there the goal gaped, and Thompson had a chance there to perhaps give Geisey the lead. It's Preston playing it in now to Johnson. Johnson, lovely reverse ball in here for Williams to try and get on the end of. He gets a touch on it, but so does Danny Lowe. Danny Lowe concedes the corner.
Well, Neil Aspin will be much happier with his side's performance so far in the opening 7 minutes of this second half.
He's under a bit of pressure here. The corner from the right-hand side again whips in towards the six-yard box, and it's headed home. And it's the captain, Neil Byrne, who scored the opening goal for Gateshead on the 52nd minute. It's Gateshead 1, Guysey 0. But now Guysey might find a bit of space to work in down this right-hand side into the box. There's a chance here for a shot. It's saved by the goalkeeper, I think on that right-hand side it was McFadzean. But a corner now for Guysey. Can we finally get one of these right? It's whipped in towards the six-yard box. Goalkeeper punches away. The Lions yet to really capitalise on any of the many, many corners we've had this evening. The referee does indeed blow his whistle, and it's a disappointing second half that leads to a disappointing result for Guysey. After a positive first 45 minutes, Gateshead grabbed the goal from a corner at Neil Byrne. The captain heads home, but Guysey, despite a numerous amount of corners in the first half, really failed to create the openings in this game to threaten the goalkeeper and to threaten the Gateshead goal. And it ends with a damp squib for the Lions. Gateshead 1, Guysey 0.
A disappointing finish to a wet night in the northeast then means the Lions take just 1 point from their opening two games. Still, long way to go yet, eh? Next up is a trip to Aldershot on Saturday the 12th before returning to Nethermoor to host Tranmere on the 15th. That's a 7:45 kickoff. You can get your tickets through Eventbrite. Follow the links in the official website at guysleyafc.co.uk. It doesn't get any easier, does it? The Lions have made another new signing in former Chesterfield winger Curtis Morrison. Morrison, who's 19 and will wear shirt number 27, featured in pre-season as a trialist and looks pacey and able to deliver a ball into the box. Well, time will tell if he can unseat the current first-choice players, but welcome to the club nonetheless, Curtis. You can still join the Supporters Club coach on Saturday morning for the trip down south to Aldershot. To book your place, call Paul on 07518 445 861. That's 07518 445 861. It'll cost you £24 if you're a member and £29 for non-members. If you know of or perhaps are part of a local band who'd love to hear their music played on match day at Nethermoor, you can get in touch with chrisbellmedia@gmail.com. He's the voice you'll hear over the PA on match days, and you could be hearing your sound played over that splendid new PA system. Let Chris know if you'd like to hear your music played. Send him your MP3s and he'll do his best to play them out. Well, that'll do it for another week. Thanks once again for downloading. If you have any thoughts or opinions, you can email us at radio@guysleyafc.co.uk. You can tweet us at guysleyafc, or you can search for official Guysley AFC on the Facebook. We'll see you next week.